Episode 33, Confessions of an Upset Mama.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Hi, y'all. How are you doing? Welcome to those of you who are tuning in for the first time. I'm so glad you stumbled upon us at Create Your Now Your Best Selfie. So excited that you're here. I do hope you find some great information as I'm here to serve you. Also, feel free to check us out at createyournow.com. Also, you can drop me a direct email at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. Would love to hear what you like, even what you don't like, okay? If you'd be a little nice about what you don't like and give me suggestions of what you'd like to hear, that would be, you know, that's what I call, you know, constructive criticism. Wow, what a year. Are you feeling enthused or are you feeling drained? Are you feeling excited? Are you feeling... Are you feeling dramatic? Are you feeling, I don't even know where to begin? Yeah, sometimes that middle of the week syndrome of just, I'm just not quite there yet kind of gets to you. But you know what? I got some good stuff today. But before we jump into the good stuff, I quickly want to say we've got some surprises around the corner. I've been kind of talking about them. Go to createyournow.com. You're going to see stuff up. We are going to get a chance to know each other, to help each other and serve each other. And there's going to be some awesome challenges coming up. So I truly, I'll give you details here in the next day or so, but go to createyournow.com and check it out. You're going to want to sign up for it. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. But we have to get to the nitty gritty. And that is the confessions of an upset mama. Yeah, that would be me. Me. Can you imagine me being upset? The one who's always talking and trying to be inspiring, encouraging, and empowering? Yes, it was me. And it was me last night. I must admit, it was me last night. I'm human. And I can tell you it got to me, but I did make a switcheroo. And we'll go into that in the switcheroo here in a minute. But first, I need to tell you the story. All right. So, you know I'm a mom of five. And I have a wonderful husband. You would think that doing simple things around the house would not be hard, like having the dishes done, vacuuming, dusting, just the little things around there. You know, laundry taken out after it's dried and actually folded and put away. Well, last night, not so much. I found myself with my house a mess. And not only that, I still have the seasonal holiday decorations up and they are still not down. Yes, that's me. But that's okay. I'm actually okay with that because I enjoy decorating and having different things. So I do try to celebrate the various holidays and I'll put, you know, when it's in October, I'll put pumpkins out and things like that, fall decorations, et cetera, et cetera. So I enjoy that. That doesn't bother me. But what does bother me is I have to do all the work. Why? I mean, come on, we're a family of seven. There's got to be a way that my load should be lighter. Well, last night, not so much the case. The dishes were dirty. They were in the sink. Plus, on top of that, there was stuff out all over the counter. I'm like, can you not throw your paper plate in the trash can? I mean, seriously, okay? Why do we have this paper towels, which was being used as napkins? Why is it sitting there on my coffee table? The trash can is not very many steps away. Could you throw it in the trash can? But no, they could not. Then it gets to, oh my gosh, the floor needs to be vacuumed. I see the little dust bunnies and they need to go away. And then I need to dust. And I'm like, oh, I was feeling really overwhelmed. And then it got to be that I was upset. Why do I have to do this? So I started cleaning. I started doing my dishes, and as I was doing the dishes, I started thinking, you know what? Why are you having these thoughts? You should be serving and being grateful for what you can do. So I started to do a mental shift, and I was like, you know what? My daughter worked all weekend and had a double night shift weekend. My other daughter has four finals you know, today. My son has two finals that he's studying for. And my boys, my youngers, they are playing with their daddy and having bonding time. And what about me? You see, that was my problem. It was, what about me? The thing was, is I needed to take a step back and say, you know what? Sometimes we as mommies, we as whether you're a mama, whether you're a grandma, whether you're a daddy, we all have these times where we need to serve and we need to have gratitude in servitude, okay? And really serve with a servant's heart. Give that way. I talk about it as the switch of gratitude. And that's really what overcame me last night. And it was, you know, yeah, I was upset as a mom because why aren't these chores done already? I mean, come on. There's no reason why. None. All of them are capable. None of them are in diapers anymore. There's absolutely no reason why I should be doing this. Yeah. But you see, that wasn't it at all. And God kind of knocked at my heart and said, you should feel honored and privileged to serve your children because they're working hard too. Their job is a little bit different right now. Your husband's job and what he's doing with the children are a little bit different, but you can take these little few moments that you have, even though it's not really what you want to do, but maybe it's what you need to do. Wow, my heart softened. And it totally changed me. And so then I started that I was like, this is awesome. I'm doing the dishes. I'm loving this. It became me time. Yeah, something as simple as doing the dishes and vacuuming and dusting. And oh, by the way, my domestic beauties, that's what I like to call them. Instead of domestic duties, I call them domestic beauties. My domestic beauties are done for the week. Well, at least until another day passes. I try to do things about every other day. There's a lot of activity in the house, so vacuuming almost every day is a necessity. But most importantly, it usually only happens every other day. But I was ahead of the game, and it felt good. And I was like, you know what? I am serving my children. I am giving them the time that they need. And guess what? I'm still getting a clean house out of it. I'm doing the work, but it's not killing me. So why was I upset to begin with? Man, sometimes our minds can just do horrible things to us. And you know, we get ourselves trapped that just being upset, being the upset mama, whether you're the upset grandma, the upset daddy, the upset friend, the upset sister, wherever you fall into the upset person, the problem is it can lead to bitterness later on. And it can eat at you more and more. You see, before I went through my journey years ago, I was very quick-tempered. And I got mad. And when I got mad at the people I love the most. They got the brunt of the blow. You know, I would ask them, hey, would you make sure you clean your room? And the next thing it was, hey, won't you clean your room? Yeah, that was a difference. How is that fair to them? It wasn't fair to them. You see, but what was happening was it was all about me. And I found myself in this trap. And this trap of bitterness, and it wasn't what they did, it was what I couldn't do, what I wasn't getting. Oh man, talk about feeling guilty. As my journey has happened and progressed, serving with something that, I mean, truly, truly serving and giving with no expectation, yeah. That's gratitude. That's serving with a servant's heart. That's giving of somebody. That is sacrifice. Expecting nothing in return. And I'm telling you, it is so rewarding. I went to bed and I slept awesome. I woke up to a clean house. My children were happy. Why? My boys got to spend time, more time with their daddy. My girls were off, you know. One was ready and starting school again in college, and my other girl and boy, well, they were, what were they doing? They were ready for their finals and rested. They were up and ready to go. You see, sometimes we all need our time, but it's done differently. And I think instead of being that upset mama, pulling back and saying, wow, I can give something here and I can make a difference. And yeah, it was just doing the dishes and it's just vacuuming, but it was giving something that they couldn't give, but I could at that moment. And you know what? I got the reward out of it. It was even better. I felt like a better mommy. I felt like, you know what? I didn't sit here and I didn't yell at my kids because they didn't get something done because they were already under an enormous amount of stress. They were already tired and they just wanted to spend time with their daddy. So in what I did, I gave them something that was priceless. Yeah, confessions of an upset mama. Have you ever been there? Have you ever wanted something more and thinking that, yeah, why can't it be like this? Sometimes it's about gratitude. Switch of gratitude. You need to flip it. I really want to encourage you this week that you think about that, even in your job. I think about when you go to work and your boss asks you, hey, I need this report done and really needed to be done yesterday. You know, one of those requests and the pressure's on and all you can do is think about all the negative things you're saying under your breath in quiet and you're mumbling. Stop mumbling and start saying thank you for this opportunity to serve. There's something about it. That switch of gratitude changes your mind. It gives you a rush of energy. It allows you to move forward. You don't want to trap yourself in bitterness. You don't want to trap yourself in regret. You don't want to trap yourself in the madness of just being on this roller coaster of, why isn't it about me? Sometimes making it about you is giving, is serving, is being grateful and thankful for what you have to offer. That reward, I promise, will come back to you. Switch of gratitude. That's my kiss to you. Truly, work at it this week. Make it something to where your confessions of an upset mama is not about the chores, but the confessions of the mama is how grateful you are, how blessed you are to serve others. And then you will reap the rewards. It's amazing what will happen when you start to shift even your heart. It takes work, but it's worth the work. I can tell you last night that as I was vacuuming, it kind of crossed my mind that as I was pulling back, I'm like, oh, I'm exercising too this late at night. I'm really going to feel good. Okay, that crossed my mind. Go figure, really? But I got teary-eyed. And it was truly because it was like, wow, I'm giving to my family in another way and not asking for anything in return. And I'm just, it's all about just being grateful. The switch of gratitude. Think about it and you know, make it an awesome day. Make it a day of gratitude. And so those confessions of the upset mama doesn't have to happen. It will though, because you're human. I'm human, so I'm sure there will be many episodes of the confessions of the upset mama. But this is just the beginning. My kiss, switch of gratitude. I love you guys. Have a marvelous week. We'll see you soon.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.